My name is Scott Kennedy from the Resource Center for Nonviolence, and I want to thank you all for turning out today. I'll be so bold as to suggest if Martin Luther King was alive, he would be here listening to these two speakers. That's no reflection on Julian Bond, who's terrific and well worth hearing. But I appreciate those of you who made a hard choice to be here. I want to say a few words about the venue and the co-sponsors, because that's really important. We had relatively short notice to put this program together, and it wouldn't have been possible without the support of local Veterans for Peace, the Corey Mizo chapter number 11 of the Veterans for Peace, especially Daniel Young, who was very helpful in arranging for us to use this facility. Secondly, the Veterans Hall, who's been extremely accommodating to our needs in hosting basically two events on the same evening. So I want to express our support and appreciation to them. And finally, the Women's International League for Peace and Freedom, Santa Cruz Branch, which is always there to help and support good activities, and this is a really good one. We appreciate their support. The national speaking tour of the speakers here tonight was organized by, of course, Combatants for Peace, but also by the Rebuilding Alliance. And we're going to give you information later about the work of the Rebuilding Alliance and the important contribution they make to helping people in this country both understand what's going on and connect to what's going on there. And then, of course, the lead sponsor of tonight's program is the Middle East Program of the Resource Center for Nonviolence. It's fitting, at least, to mention in passing that this is the 60th anniversary of the assassination of Mahatma Gandhi. And as you know, he was killed by co-religionists who objected for him reaching out to people on, quote, the other side. Gandhi understood immediately, as we begin to define people as the other and as somehow inherently bad, that sets the stage both for war and for murder and for fratricide. These two gentlemen we hear tonight are going to be introduced by Chris Matthews, but I just want to put it in the context of Gandhi's active work to promote nonviolence as a means of waging conflict. For Gandhi, conflict wasn't a way of avoiding conflict or, quote, resolving conflict. It was a way of waging conflict. And God knows we've got a lot of conflict that should be waged in a system and a world that has incorporated, institutionalized so many different forms of violence. And we're really pleased that these two speakers tonight are going to give us their perspective as Israelis and Palestinian combatants for peace, the choices they've made and the decisions they've come to. We're really honored tonight as the person to introduce them, Chris Matthews, co-owner of the Poet and Patriot Pub, a chaplain of the Bill Motto Veterans of Foreign War Post. Chris has always been there struggling against the forces of militarism and jingoistic nationalism, and has always been a friend and supporter of the Resource Center. We deeply appreciate that, and we especially appreciate and value that on so many issues we've been standing side to side with veterans. Many times they're, of course, way ahead of us on these issues, but there's not a lot of communities, sadly, in the United States where the peace movement, human rights groups, and veterans of foreign wars, combat veterans, work so closely as we do in Santa Cruz. So it's a real honor to introduce Chris Matthews.